In January 1989, the Community of European Railways presented their proposal for a high-speed pan-European train network, extending from Sweden to Sicily and from Portugal to Poland by the year 2020. If their proposal becomes a reality, it will revolutionize train travel in Europe. Journeys between major cities will take half the time they take today. Brussels will be only 1.5 hours from Paris. The quickest way to get from Paris to Frankfurt, from Barcelona to Madrid, will be by train, not plane. When the network is complete, it will integrate three types of railway line. Totally new high-speed lines, with trains operating at speeds of 300 kilometers per hour. Upgraded lines, which allow for speeds up to 200 to 225 kilometers per hour. And existing lines, for local connections and distribution of freight. If business people can choose between a 3-hour train journey from city center to city center and a 1-hour flight, they'll choose the train, says an executive travel consultant. They won't go by plane anymore. If you calculate flight time, check-in, and travel to and from the airport, you'll find almost no difference. And if your plane arrives late due to bad weather or air traffic jams or strikes, then the train passengers will arrive at their destination first. Since France introduced the first 260 km per hour high-speed train service between Paris and Lyon in 1981, the trains have achieved higher and higher speeds. On many routes, airlines have lost up to 90% of their passengers to high-speed trains. If people accept the Community of European Railways plan, the 21st century will be the new age of the train.